leader that you put yourself. So you cannot control what he says. You cannot control what he thinks. You cannot control what he does. You are not a wakil over him. Or do you think that most of them, they hear and they listen? They listen and they obey and they have intelligence? Or do you think, because many of them will be surrounding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, you see all of them coming here. Do you think that most of them will listen and they will understand? No. They will not listen. They will not understand. Maybe they will hear, but they will not want to listen. They will hear something, but they won't listen to pay attention. And they will not understand. Why? In Inhumillahi bayumabalu sabila. Because they are nothing except animals. But they are even more misguided than animals. If an animal has lost its way, one day the animal will find its path, but these people will never find the path that they have lost. They are worse than animals. Alam tara ila rabbika kayfa madda al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings his near, his famous to mankind, to bring dalil and evidences to show that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great and he is all alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves our worship. That la ma'budu illa hu, no one worthy of worship except Allah. La masjuda, no one to prostrate before except Allah. He says, have you not seen, have you not turned your attention towards your Rabb and your Lord? Kaifa hadda bil, how he has lengthened the shadow and stretched the shadow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to a miraculous thing, but we see it every day and we have never looked towards it as a miracle from Allah. Who stretches the shadow? You know, when the sun is rising, the shadow of an object is very long. For the entire day, there is no other shadow longer than that time. Longer than that. So, when the sun is rising, the shadow is low. You know who stretches the shadow and makes it long? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ ظِلْ. Have you not looked towards your Lord to see how he stretches the shadow? وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. If he had so wished, he would have made it still to be sustained one place. So the shadow we see at midday or even before midday would have been for the entire day. But no, it's not like that. It is long and then it decreases as the sun goes up. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a form in the sun as a guide. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything, but he has placed certain things in this world to show us the cause and that is the effect. So he sends the rain, but he has put the cloud to show us that the water will come from the cloud. So there is the shadow. In reality, Allah is the one who causes the shadow to appear. He causes it to decrease and lengthen. But what he has made as a guide to show how it goes, it lengthens and cuts short, he has made the sun as a guide above. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ قَرَّرْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَرْرًا يَسِيرًا. And then we draw it towards us with an easy drawing. It means as the sun rises, it goes lower and lower. Now where the long shadow goes? It disappears. You know, if it was about 7 feet long and now it's 5 feet the shadow, you will not say the 2 feet enter the 5 feet. And you wouldn't say it is going in into some sun is going up on it. Where is it going? Allah says, we draw it. And we take it towards ourselves alone. Something, you know, we have never really paid attention to. But Allah mentioned it in the Holy Quran. That you see it is decreasing. He, Allah, is taking it up. easy journey.
وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا ونوم سباتا.
And he, Allah, is so powerful that he made the night as a covering for you, that when the night comes, it covers everything on the face of the earth. That
which you can have seen now, you not see. Because the night covers it, the darkness of the night.
And sleep, Allahu Akbar, is a mirror of Allah. He has made as a rest and relaxation for you.
So first in time he goes to sleep, he feels relaxed. وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا.
And he has made the day as a revival. So in the day you will be resurrected, you come back to life.
This one is ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not according to the usur of Allah that people should walk in the night and sleep in the day.
That is against the order of Allah. Allah has created everything and created it in an order to exist with wisdom and understanding. He created the night.
He created light, it will cover, and when it is covered, a person can get a good sleep.
Now the day comes in. In another ayah, he says he created the day, ma'asha,
to learn to search for your risk, the risk of sustenance.
The day comes in, you go. But when the night comes, he creates it as what? Subata. As a, the night he created as a time of resting. And we have seen it, that the rest a person can get in the night, if he sleeps from sunrise to sunset, he will never ever get that. Because Allah has made the effects for each thing what he has created.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ.
And it is he who has sent the winds as glad tidings before his rahmat. The rain is the rahmat of Allah. And the mercy of Allah which he extends to us is that before the rain comes in, he sends some signs for us. What are the signs? The coolness in the air. The breeze, we say. So as soon as you feel it, although there is no rain, you say, but rain coming. Rain is coming. Because of that, Allah says, we send it as glad tidings. That is from Allah's ni'mat.
وَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا.
And after that, we send down from the sky pure water. Why do we send it?
لِنُحْيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَ كَثِيرًا.
So that we will revive and quicken to it the earth which is dead, and we can cause the drink from it, that which we have created from the animals and men in great numbers, they all take benefit from it. The plants get benefit from the water. The animals and human beings, every single person, every single being, they reap from the benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet men remain ungrateful, some of them.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا.
And our favors and the water referring to the water, we have distributed it between them. We have given some to be stored in reservoirs for men. We have caused some to be in water holes so that the animal will get it. We have caused some to water the roots of the plant, so that we have divided the water for all the creation on the face of the earth. The insects know where to get their water. The birds know where to get their water. The snakes know where to get their water. The lions know where. Every single thing, the creation, Allah says, we have divided it.
Why? We have that also that they may take admonition, so that they can remember Allah. However, فَعْبَى أَكْفَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَىٰ كُفُورًا.
Most of mankind have become ungrateful to Allah. Allah has given us all His favors so that people can take lesson. But most of mankind remain ungrateful to Allah.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا.
During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were making so many different requests and they were making objections that why an angel has not been sent with him. Allah says, if we had so wished, we could have sent in every city a prophet. So Allah says, if we could be wish, we could have sent a prophet in Makkah, another one in Medina, one in Syria, one in Yemen, one in Egypt. Oh, we could have done. That is difficult for Allah. But for His great hikmat and wisdom, He sent one Nabi at that time to cover all the lands on the face of the earth for his wisdom.
So therefore, do not be worried about what they are saying, and do not pay heed to what they are saying. Allah says to the Prophet, فَرَسُكَ الْكَافِرِينَ, do not obey and do not listen to the unbelievers. But instead what you should do, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا, strive against them with a great strife. Strive against what they are saying. Do not fall prey to what they are saying. They will come and see. You know, people look at it as maintaining good ties. Good ties should be maintained, but you should know when you can cross the limits and when you cannot cross. They came and they say, you know, Muhammad, we respect you, you are the leader. You know what we don't like about you is that all these gods you are condemning, don't condemn that. So, you look at it, that's a good thing. I can do my own, they can do their work. Allah says, that's okay, Gabriel, go listen to them. Don't even listen to them. They are coming and they are saying, you know, this is for us and that is for you. And, you know, you come and worship our God one day and you will worship Allah one day. Allah says, no, it sounds for the ordinary person, the song right. That way, well, there is peace and harmony. Allah says, that's what they are capturing, don't even listen to them. Against that, whatever they are saying, strive against them. Be harsh against them. Jihad and Kabir are with a great striving. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَعَدَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. Another marvelous creation of Allah. All the things Allah has created, it is the wonders of Allah, the great miracle of Allah. Marvelous creation of Allah. It is He who has allowed the two flowing oceans to meet. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ. On one side, it is the sweet water that is still quenching. The river water. وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. And the other one that mixes with it, it is saltish and it is bitter. Water on the whole. Wherever the water is on the face of the earth, they are bound to meet. That is how Allah has created. They are bound to meet. The salt water will meet the what? The sweet water. And sometimes you see it naturally with the sweet water extended far in the ocean. And you see a line drawn above and even beneath. Why? Why doesn't you see it mixing? If you take some milk and you throw ordinary water, it will mix. You can't separate the water from milk. But look at it. Water. The substance is water. Water is water. The only difference is one is saltish and the other one is. Why they can't mix? It's because there is a law of Allah existing in nature. A law of Allah existing in nature. And that is what جَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَقًا وَنِجْرًا مَعْجُورًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a barrier and a partition which is complete, so they cannot mix. Whatever man wants to do, he can do it, but it will never mix. And that is the great sign of Allah which He has made, and people will see it. See marvelous, the marvelous creation. They will accept Allah, and some of them will turn away from it and say, well, so what? So what's the thing about it? The reason Allah mentions it in the Holy Quran is that there is something big about it and something great about it. This cannot be a natural thing, and it cannot be the works of man. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Another indication of Allah's great qudrat. It is He who has created it from water. Basharan, man. Allah has created the human beings from water, referring to the liquid. And from that one drop of liquid, Allah has created what? وَجَعَلَهُ. Allah has created it as relations to exist. نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Through lineage and also through marriage. One man is born from water. He, another female, will be born from the same. Then they will marry. He will have relatives now. Okay? Then he will come to be a father. then he will grow to be a grandfather, then he will grow to be a great grandfather, and from that one drop of liquid, liquid generations are produced. Generations coming directly from lineage, and generations connecting to marital ties. Allah says all these things are coming because of what? One drop of liquid. One drop of liquid. That thing which people look, it's despised, it's rejected, and Allah has created nations from that one drop. Isn't that the miracle of Allah? Obviously. And that accord Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful over that. After all the ni'mat and the favors and the bounties and the qudrat and the miracles and the marvelous creations of Allah, Allah says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ yet. They worship besides Allah that which do not benefit them and cannot harm them. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَى رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. And a kafir, a believer, is a great opposer against Allah. They will always oppose Allah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. They will oppose Allah. The unbelievers will oppose you. They will oppose you in so many ways. What you need to know, that do not worry about them. Allah has sent you for two jobs. One, the believers, people who believe, give them their guidance of them. Those who don't believe, warn them about Jahannam. Thus, you do that, you don't worry about anything, that is there. Allah will bring the results. Allah said, we have not sent you. Except as a gift of God guidance and except as a warning. So whatever they have to say, let them say it, and you do what you have to do. You are a mubashir, you are a nadir. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Lest the people may think that you are coming and you are speaking good about yourself, that you may get something from them. That, you know, they will think that you are putting up yourself and you are saying that you are a prophet, so they will believe in you, and then you will say, well, you have to give charity, and then you will collect charity, and they will think that you want some benefit from them. Allah reveals by it. Make it clear to them that you do not want anything from them. You do not want a reward from them. They cannot give you a reward. Say to them, O Muhammad, I am not asking from you upon this mission any reward. I do not want any reward. Allah, except yes, one reward that is good is man sha'a an yattaqida ila rabbihi sabila. That I am preaching to you, the reward of that is that whosoever wishes, let him follow the way of Allah. That is the only reward. You follow Allah's way, but وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. But they will not believe in you, they will not follow that, and they will come along to do many harms to you. What you must do, O Nabi, is do not be bothered about that. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. You put your trust and confidence in that one who is ever living and will never ever die. Once you put your trust in him, first Allah will take care of everything. لَا يَمُوتُ. He will not die. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ. And celebrate Allah with his praises. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. And another thing, they are not believing in you. They are denying. They want to punish you. They want to persecute you. They are committing so many errors, you don't beg Allah to punish them. Why? Because وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. Allah is fully aware of the sins of all his servants. Allah is aware of them. That's our people. Every minute, oh Allah, they didn't believe in me, oh Allah, destroy their faith. Oh Allah, they are persecuting, destroy their faith. At Saba, Allah will do this job, you will do that. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It is he who created the heavens and the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And whatever is between the heavens and the earth. فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. In 6 periods of time, 6 days, that is as it is known in the Holy Quran, six period of time. وَمَا اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then he firmly established himself upon the arsh. الرَّحْمَنُ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. He is Ar-Rahman. Ask those who know about him. That these people are denying him, don't ask them about Ar-Rahman. They will say, we do not know. Those who know about Ar-Rahman, ask them about him. They will know. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ. And when it is said to them to bow and prostrate towards Ar-Rahman, قُلُوا قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنِ. They say, who is Ar-Rahman? Worship Allah? Who is Allah? Worship Ar-Rahman? They are saying, who is Ar-Rahman? They say, أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَعْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. Should we worship that which you have commanded us to worship, your Allah, and forsake our gods? وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. Allah says, nothing increases with them except dislike and displeasure and aversion from the truth. That is the only thing that increases in their heart. This is an ayah of sajda. So afterwards, when we finish our tafsir dua, etc., everyone who has listened to this ayah must make a sajda. You know, you don't have to stand up, you can sit in the ayah position and go down and make one sajda. There is no incumbency also in things to recite. What is the compulsory is to bow before Allah. Okay? تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا. Blessed be Allah who has created in the heavens constellation of stars. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. How great is Allah that He placed in the constellations a lamp. What is the lamp? The sun. Life on earth is dependent upon Allah through the medium of solar energy, which is the sun. Every time we go to sleep, we look ahead for the sunrise the next day. And if we are tired sleeping and there is no sunrise, we say the sun is not rising up. What will happen? Allah says, what will happen to you if you have days of darkness? You want to get up in the morning to work, but there is no sun, darkness. 24 hours will pass again, darkness again, darkness again. That is a sign of the hour of judgment, that before the sun rises from the west, 3 days of night will pass. 3 days of night mean 3 periods of night, 24 hour periods of night will pass. No sunshine. No sunshine. Man will be looking and grieving for the sun. And when the sun rises, it will rise from the west. That will be a major sign. So Allah has placed the sun, and Allah has placed the moon as a light, given its beautiful, cool light. When we go to sleep in the night, we cannot afford to get heat. But we need light. Those who are traveling by sea need light. Those who are planted crops need the light. Full moon, new moon, etc. It is through the moon we can calculate our months, Ramadan, Shawwal, Hajj, Zulqa'dah, etc. The moon is a great meal. But it comes out at a time when we do not need heat, we need coolness. So the light coming out from the moon is cool. You can go in the open moonlight and sleep. But you can't go in the open sun and sleep. But we need the sun. So the sun comes out at the time when we are awake and we are working and we need it. The hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. It is He who has created the night and the day in succession, one following the other. There is nothing between. Immediately after the night, there is the day. Immediately after the day, a whole day of hard work. You know what we look forward for? A good rest in the night. So Allah brings the night. We have rested our body. We need rest and sustenance. Where do we need to go? Back in the day comes again, one after the other. One after the other. That is from who? Allah. Allah created the succession in the night and the day.
Why has he created these things? لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ وَأَرَادَ شُكُورًا.
Intended trait for those people who wish to seek an admonition, a remembrance, and those who wish to become grateful to Allah, they will look at it and they will say, glory be to Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to get up at the Hajj in the morning, he will look at the skies, the stars, the moon, and he will recite the beautiful ayat of Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Meaning, certainly in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs for people of understanding. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, reclining, lying down, and they ponder over the beautiful creation of Allah, saying, oh Allah, you have not created these things in vain. Oh Allah, save us from the azab of the fire of the heaven. So reflect, so Allah says, also these things are created, people can reflect, people can become grateful. Who are the grateful ones? The grateful ones are Abdullah Rahman. The grateful ones are the true and sincere servants of Allah. We are all believers. We believe in Allah. We are servants of Allah. So therefore we must be servants of Ar-Rahman. But are we really servants of Ar-Rahman? Allah tells us, who are his servants? وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. And the servants of Ar-Rahman. And Allah has brought his most beautiful attributes, which is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. The most compassionate. Who are those people? الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. They are those people who walk on the face of the earth in humility, the first quality of a servant of Ar-Rahman. That while walking here does not literally refer to walking, but it means those who live on the face of the earth, they live in humility. All their actions are in humility. So the first sign is that when we want to be a servant of Allah, the first quality is that humility must come in our hearts. We must be humble. We must not be proud and arrogant. The other quality. وَإِذَا قَاتَلَهُمْ مُجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They are those people who do not like to make mischief. They do not like fitna. They do not like to make disunity, etc. But they are people who love peace. So one is that they spread peace. They are peaceful people, the Ibad al-Rahman. And the other thing is that whenever ignorant people addresses them and ignorant people deal with them, and when ignorant people speak to them, they say words of peace and security. Who comes to you and starts to take you in an arrogant manner, you can be the same to him. So who are you? Who you think you are? What's wrong with you? You're looking for a fight or you're looking for this. You can be arrogant also. You can create that also. Allah says that's not the sign of the Ibad al-Rahman. The Ibad al-Rahman is a person says something to you, to cause some harm to you, to hurt you, to injure you, to make you angry, you will say something that will be peaceful. So it will be a peaceful thing, that there will be no enmity, no animosity, no hatred, no quarrel and no argument. That's the second quality of Ibad al-Rahman. So if you have to be Ibad al-Rahman, that's the second quality. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدَهُ وَقِيَامًا. And they are those people, the third quality. They are those people who they pass their nights. This is the third quality. But they are not people who are only, they are thinking about their own selves and selfish and comfort and sleep and eat and drink. No. yabituna, they pass their night sujadan wa qiyama, in sajda, prostration to Allah, and qiyam towards Allah alone. But when the night reaches, they are the people who await the arrival of the night, to standing before Allah in prostration, in standing before Allah in qiyam. That's the two quality of Ibadah Rahman. They are the servants of Ar-Rahman. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and they also, while they stand, they supplicate to Allah and they make dua to Allah, say, رَبَّنْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا. Certainly, it is a very evil place for an abode, and a very bad place to rest, O Allah. Move us away from Jahannam, and move Jahannam away from us. The other quality, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, in your social dealings, you must have humility and know yourself towards Allah. Do not create confusion and mischief and quarrel. Someone do something wrong to you, return it with peace. Let it be a peaceful thing. One, in our Ibadah call, that while everyone is asleep, the Ibadah Rahman do not forget their Lord. But they sacrifice their sleep, and they sacrifice their bed, and they stand before their Rabb, and they supplicate to Allah in the wee hours of the night, when no one is thinking about Allah. They cry and they weep before Allah. Oh Allah, please forgive us and have mercy on us. That is the sign of Ibadah Rahman. Secondly, third of all, Allah says, with respect to their expenditure, also their signs of them being Ibadah Rahman. That Ibadah and Fafo, whatever they spend, Lam Yusrifu, they are not extravagant. They are not extravagant people. They do not waste their wealth. They do not waste the name of Allah. They are not extravagant. Walam yaqtulu, and they do not spend more than is required. What more than is required and less than is required. Lam yaqtulu. So what is that? They are not very, they are not stingy, and the other thing, they are not extravagant. But وَقْرَنَ بَيْنَ دَعَيْكَ قَوَانًا, but they are between the boat in a just balance. What which is needed for giving the part of Allah to do this, to do that, to spend on the family, mashaAllah. They are not stingy, but at the same time, they do not waste their money on things that will bring no benefit to what they have. So they are not extravagant and they are not stingy. That is the sign of Ibadah Rahman. They are conscious of also the wealth which Allah has given them. The other quality of Ibadah Rahman, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ, they are those people who do not call on any other God besides Allah. Allah, Allah. They believe in Allah. They prostrate to Allah. They weep before Allah. They supplicate to Allah. They beg only from Allah. They ask only from Allah. No other person. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ, and they do not kill. They do not commit murder. They do not kill anyone. Such a person that Allah has made his life sacred, except through a just cause. Yes, if a person has called, had it killed another person, then his life must be taken in Islam. If he had committed adultery, then you have the punishment in Islam. So that's a just cause. But besides that, he does not murder, kill anyone. And the other thing is that he does not commit zina. A sign of the Ibadah Rahman, he does not commit zina. He does not fornicate. He does not commit adultery. That Allah has given you a wife who is lawful, and even after that you are seeking unlawful means. That will bring about a very terrible azab of Allah. So Allah says, to be an Ibadah, a servant of Him, no zina. وَمَنْ يَفَرْتَ عَلِكَ يَلْقَاكَ عَمَنْ, then he says, whosoever does that, then he will meet a severe punishment. Severe punishment. يُبَعَقْ لَهُ لَعْقَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the punishment on the day of judgment will be doubled for him. يُبَعَقْ لَهُ لِفِيهِ مُعَانَةِ, and he will be living in that punishment, disgraced and humiliated in that punishment. However, if someone who has worshipped other than Allah, who may have committed zina, who may have committed theft, who may have done some wrong deed, Allah says, yes, there is a way for that person. But Allah is most merciful. There is a way for that person. It's not that he has committed a sin and thus there is no way out. We are human beings and we are weak. And we may commit so many sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way out and there is a condition. So he says, illa man ta'ala. Yes, except that one who makes tawbah to Allah. Except the one who repents to Allah. Whatever sin a man committed, he repents to Allah. وَآمَنَا And he firmly believes in Allah. وَآمِنَا عَلَمًا صَالِحًا And after that he does righteous deeds. He does not go towards the bad deeds of the past. He makes tawbah, he repents to Allah and does not go towards that bad deed. But he does good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ As for such people, Allah will change their bad deeds into good deeds. What it means? What that says Allah will give him so much good reward that it will climb over the bad deeds that he has done. Or Allah will cover over all his bad deeds because of the tawbah, so he will only have good deeds in his record. وَمَنْ تَعْبَرَ مِنَ صَالِحًا And whosoever repents and he does good deeds, فَإِنَّهُ يَدُوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا Then that's certainly that person. He is the one who will really repent to Allah. In other words, a person can repent, but he may then do no good deeds. A person may make tawbah, Allah forgive me. All those sins I have committed, Allah forgive me. I will not do all those sins again. But he doesn't perform salat afterwards. He does not fast in the month of Ramadan afterwards. He does not give zakat, etc., etc. So who is it that will really make tawbah in the sight of Allah and whose tawbah will be accepted? Man taba wa amila salihan. Who makes tawbah and follows that tawbah and repentance with good deeds. That is the person who has in reality and truthfully made tawbah to Allah. Allah continues. Allah continues with those people who are ibadah Rahman. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ Those Ibad al-Rahman and servants of the Almighty Creator, the compassionate, are those people who do not witness any falsehood. They do not witness any falsehood. They do not present themselves for anything that is false. Neither do they give false testimony. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهُ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا And whenever they pass by things that are useless, they pass with dignity, they try to avoid. So sometimes we pass by things that are useless, things that have no goodness. We pass by some people who are speaking about some ill deed that fighting or creating mischief. You jump in into the crowd and you become part of it. And we start to add our share also. And anywhere there is a little part of fitna, we are there. That person is always there. Always there. He's always in everything. Bad. Allah says that is not the quality of his ibad and his servants. Allah. His servants are people who try to avoid such gathering and such. So what they do? وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهُ Whenever they pass by uselessness, futile talk, idle, gossip, bad things, مَرُّوا كِرَامًا They pass with dignity, avoiding it. They do not want the Savior. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ And they are those people that whenever they are reminded of the verses of their Lord, and they are reminded of the signs of Allah, لَمْ يَقِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُنَّهُ وَمُنْيَانَا They do not fall towards it, deaf and blind. They are people that whenever they hear about Allah, their attention turns towards it immediately. They are not such people. What they hear, they behave like they do not hear. That they hear about it, that they become deaf and dumb and blind about it.
that they hear about it but it has no meaning. No, that Ibadur Rahman and those people want that whenever they hear, they turn their attention towards it. They listen to it. They pay heed towards it.
وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ
And there are those people who say,
رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا
They say, oh our Lord, grant us from among our wives وَزُوْرِيَاتِنَا And our children from رَبَّ أَعْيُنْ كُونِ سَفَوَائِنَ They make dua to Allah. They make dua for their family members also. They are not psychic about them. They make dua to Allah. They make dua for their family members, oh Allah, our wives and our children. Make them the coolness of our eyes, that they also will become obedient to you, so that our eyes will become cool when we know that they are obedient. Else, if they are not obedient, and this servant, the husband is obedient, then where can they be the coolness of the eyes? Today people complain about the children. How can the children become the coolness of the eyes? When every minute we are worried whether our children are doing drugs, whether our children are leaving the path of Islam, whether our children are disposed and party, whether our children are doing criminal activities, whether our children are lying on this gang and that gang, we are worried. When we are worried and we see signs of all these things, how can they become the fullness of our eyes? They can only become the fullness of our eyes when they are doing the correct thing. When they are doing the thing that conform to the law of Allah. So, when a person makes dua to Allah to make his wife and the children fullness of the eyes, and the dua is accepted, then they also become Ibadur Rahman. They also do that which is good.
وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا
And make us a pattern for the righteous people, O Allah. Do not make us models for transgressors, that they will learn transgression from us. That a person learned to drink the beers because he learned it from us. One person learned to gamble because he learned it from us. One person learned to play with the wind and rumble because he learned it from us and before him. Or we say, no, no, no. Allah, we do not want to become models for transgressors. We want to become models for righteous people. That they may learn good things from us. So, and they want to become righteous, and they become muttaqin and pious, and they have learned it from us, we will get blessings also. We will get blessings also. So make us leaders and a pattern for those people who are righteous. Allah says, as for these people, who are Ibadur Rahman, who have these qualities in them, he says, Ulaika yudhawna ghurfata, they are the people who will get the highest stations in Jannah. They will get the highest places in paradise, those people who have these qualities in them. May Allah give us those qualities. Those people who have these qualities, they will have the highest stations and gardens and houses in Jannah. Why?
Bima sabaru,
because of the patience they have. Because if a man says something bad to you and you have to make peace out of it, you have to have sabr. You have to have sabr. If the nafs wants us to go in a certain way and we do not want to go, we have to have sabr. So in order to inculcate all these qualities, it needs patience and forbearance. So,
bima sabaru, because of the patience they have. وَيُلَقَوْنَا فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا
And they shall be greeted in Jannah with greetings and peace. Anywhere they turn, angels will say to them, Salam alaikum. The greetings of the people in Jannah will be a Salam alaikum.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا
They will remain in Jannah forever and ever. They're coming out, Allahu Akbar. You know, this life we live, and we don't know what will happen in future. How many years we will live? When we die, where we will die? Where we will be buried? What will happen in our graves? What will happen on the scales of justice? But when we go to Jannah, nothing to worry about. MashaAllah.
Forever and ever,
Jannati Jannat. As soon as Mustafa what a beautiful abode and what a beautiful resting place. Really, this world is no resting place. Kabul that is full with headaches and ups and downs and sickness and disease and all these things. This is no resting place. The resting place is Jannah. The best place to rest.
قلنا يا موتكم ربي لولا دعاءكم.
Say to them, don't believe us on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say to them, my Lord is not uneasy with you if you do not call on me.
لولا دعاءكم.
Don't believe us, do not call on Allah. They do not pray to Allah, they do not worship Allah. So the ayah was reading to tell them, do not think that you are doing Allah anything. Do not think that Allah is using something that you are not worshipping Him and you are not calling Him. No.
قُلْنَا يَا مَوْلِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَوْكُمْ.
Say to them, Muhammad, my Lord is not uneasy with you if you do not call on Him. وَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ, you have already denied Allah. You are unbelievers. So what is the anjam and the result of that?
فَصَوْفَ يَقُولُ مِزَانَا.
So since you have denied Allah, the inevitable punishment awaits you in Jahannam. You have denied Allah, the punishment is awaiting you. That was it. So the surahs of the Quran is just the beautiful lessons we have learned, especially the ending of the surah. And then Allah addresses those people who inculcate this as Ibad al-Rahman. And that is the highest type of a believer that can be called the servant of Ar-Rahman. But to get that, these qualities are here. We have to adopt in our mind the word. Allah has shown through all the Holy Quran the truthfulness of His book and the truthfulness of His Nabi. No one should have any doubt about it. We read also about those people who do not obey the Quran and do not keep the Holy Quran as their pattern. The Prophet will be complaining to Allah that, oh Allah, there are some people who took the Quran, they shunned it away and they left it aside. And that Quran also will come and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deal with this person. This person forgot me and forsaken me. These things we learn, we should learn. These things we have learned, we should put into practice. And looking for inside the Quran and looking for it and see what is there for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we have creation. Allah has created it so that you and I can benefit from it. And in the end, what a beautiful message he leaves for us, that you and I can make ourselves better believers and we can strive to become the Ibad al-Rahman. InshaAllah, this is our aim and this is our goal, that the short life we live, let it be lived as a life of goodness, piety, righteousness, inshaAllah.